Hello, and welcome to the EU Auditors podcast series on transport megaprojects. By 2030, the European Union plans to connect the continent through a network of motorways, railways, and inland waterways. These large transport infrastructures should improve connections between national networks along 9 European corridors on the Trans-European Transport Network. This will enable both people and goods to travel seamlessly across the Union. To complete these corridors, large transport megaprojects with a cross-border impact are currently being built. What role has the European Commission played in these multi-billion megaprojects? Were they well planned and cost-efficient? Have there been delays and cost overruns? Will they fully deliver the expected socio-economic benefits? And what is the situation on the ground? We at the European Court of Auditors have looked into all these questions. We selected 8 of these multi-billion flagship projects in 13 member states. The total cost was €54 billion. We assess the Commission's role in their planning, time management and cost management. And of course, we also checked how they were carried out and supervised. Our auditors conclude that key cross-border transport megaprojects in the EU are progressing more slowly than expected. 6 of the 8 multi-billion projects we audited, including access lines, are unlikely to be operating at full capacity by 2030 as initially planned. This will further postpone the completion of the core Trans-European network and put at risk the effectiveness of 5 of its 9 corridors. One of these very large transport flagship projects is the Lyon-Turin rail link between France and Italy. Let's have a look at what the EU auditors found and recommend. What is the Basque-Uy? The Basque-Uy is a 175-kilometre high-speed rail link from the town of Vitoria in Spain to the border with France on the Atlantic Transport Corridor. This line will connect to the Grand Projet Sud-Ouest, a 279-kilometre high-speed stretch of track onwards to Bordeaux. When completed, the entire journey of 450 kilometres will be possible without changing train or gauge of track. What did the auditors find? The Basque-Uy is scheduled for completion by 2030, which is good news. However, the connection to the rest of the Spanish high-speed rail network is unlikely to be finished this decade, as the stretch between the towns of Burgos and Vitoria is currently still at the study phase. Because the connection on the French side will not even be planned before 2037, the entry into operation of the Basque-Uy at full capacity will be delayed by at least 29 years. The resulting missing link will affect freight to and from the Iberian Peninsula for at least another 2 decades. And all this has happened despite 2 high-level meetings between Spain and France in 2013 and 2014, confirming the importance of this cross-border connection. Recognising that the capacity of the conventional line to Bordeaux was too low and needed upgrading, these meetings confirmed the importance of the new cross-border connection. A related problem is that the Eastern Pyrenees rail link between Perpignan in France and Figueras in Spain also faces operational problems. Therefore, freight will largely continue to enter and leave the Iberian Peninsula by sea or road, which is not good for the environment. The auditors found that work on the Basque-Uy is 13 years behind schedule, making it one of the worst cases in their sample of megaprojects. What is more, construction costs have increased by €1.8 billion, up 39% to €6.5 billion. This puts the efficiency of the EU's co-funding at risk. Having allocated €576 million, the EU has so far invested €98 million in this megaproject. The auditors point to the need for improvements in stakeholder consultation in Spain. The Spanish authorities have failed to answer or even consider the arguments of academics who have publicly challenged the Basque-Y traffic forecasts and sustainability data, complaining that they were not coordinated across the border. In a final finding comparing the new line with other high-speed rail links, the auditors found that too few people live within 60 minutes of the new line to ensure its long-term economic sustainability. So what do the auditors recommend? To support sound financial management, we at the European Court of Auditors recommend that the European Commission applies the available tools to enforce the long-term planning of megaprojects. It should require better analysis before deciding to provide EU co-funding, and the Commission should further develop its implementing decisions. Finally, the role of European coordinators should be strengthened to improve the supervision of strategic multinational corridors right across the EU. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear about seven other megaprojects we have audited, please go to the website of the European Court of Auditors or check them out on our social media channels. Our Twitter feed is @EU Auditors, all in one word.